Hi there. The word for you today is accepted by God. In Ephesians 1 verse 6 we read, He made us accepted in the Beloved. There's no pain worse than rejection, and no pleasure greater than acceptance, which helps explain the length some people will go to in order to avoid rejection and earn acceptance. But the good news is, with God, you're already accepted. J.B. Phillips translates Paul's words in Ephesians 1 and 6 like this: He has made us welcome in the everlasting love He bears toward the Son. And that's not limited to those who appear worthy because of their good deeds and their flawless moral record. It's for every believing child of God, lock, stock and barrel. Cromwell once commissioned a self-portrait. The artist, courting Cromwell's favor, portrayed him without his obvious imperfections. Well, Cromwell was livid. He said, quote, I said, paint me, man. Me, warts and all. You're accepted by God today, warts and all. But note three things. God's acceptance doesn't equal his approval. He accepts sinners, but he can never accept our sin. Indeed, this free gift of acceptance is our greatest motivator to renounce our sin and live to please Him. Number two, God's acceptance is unconditional. He doesn't say you're accepted if you clean up your act. In the words of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 23, can a leopard take away its spots? Neither can you start doing good, for you have always done evil. So God's acceptance has to be unconditional. Why? Because it's impossible for us to merit it. And number three, God's acceptance is because of Jesus. Paul writes, you're accepted in the Beloved. The doomed Mephibosheth was accepted because of David's relationship with his beloved friend, Jonathan, Mephibosheth's dad. And as long as God accepts Jesus, and you trust in Jesus, here's the good news. You are always accepted too.